Sunday the 21st of March, Vav Nissan. This week's showroom have been sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas, Reb Chaim Eliezer Ben Yaakov Wiesenfeld on his second yard site. Rabbi Shimshon Silkin, Horos Al Haluchos.
Good morning. Kiyadua, every Yontif, despite having its own name, its own title, also falls in a period of time that also has its own title. For example, Sukkot might be called Chag HaSukkot, but it falls into a time called Zman Simchosenu, which means that the Yom Tov, for what it is, is related also to a time, to a season. Zman Simchosenu. Shavuos is Zman Matan Torahseinu, and therefore we receive the Torah in that time. Pesach has two names. There's more than two names, as two names that are either the name that's referred to in the Torah as Chag HaMatzos, or the name that we refer to as, which is Pesach. But it falls against the backdrop of a time, of a season. A season was called Cheus. Zman Cheusein. Zman Cheusein. So we'll say, Batitin Lonu, Ez Yoim Chag HaMatzos Azeh. Zman Cheusein Mikro Koide. Zman Cheusein. Which in all the Siddurim that I've seen, and all the translations I'm aware of, it says, Chag HaMatzos Azeh, the time of Shkoyach. I'm going to need that. I need that this morning. That if you look in the various translations available, Zman Cheruseinu is a time of freedom. Freedom. Cheruseinu, freedom. And this is a theme that is repeated many times throughout the Yom Tov Pesach. The idea of Cherus. Hashto Avdei, Lashon HaHabo V'nei Chorin. Today we are Avodim, but next year, Lashon HaHabo, we should be B'nei Chorin, Lashon Cherus. Me'avdus L'Cherus, we say. Lashon, we don't just say Pesach, Me'avdus L'Cherus. We daven that we should be Me'avdus L'Cherus. Cherus, freedom. It's the name of the time. It's the essence of the time in which Pesach falls. Zman Cherus, Seinu, Cherus, Cherus. Cherus, freedom. And that's why we have them all the Menhagim of Seder night in particular, which reflect that freedom. All the various things, for example, the drinking of the wine, and the leaning derech haseva, and pouring for Shabbos, these are in yonim of cheirus, that reflect the malchus of the time, the fact that we're not avodim anymore, but we are in control, we are sovereign, and so on and so forth. Yom Tov, the Yom Tov of Pesach, both in terms of what we call it, how we daven, how we refer to it, and the things that we actually do, seems to revolve around the Indian of Cheirus, and that's why it's called Zman Cheirusein. So far so good, but there's an obvious problem. It's an obvious major problem, which is highlighted really already back in Parshas Mishpatim. In Parshas Mishpatim it says that if you have an Eved Ivri, so how many years does the Eved Ivri work for?
Six
years. Ki Sikna Eved Ivri, Sheish Shonim Yavoid, Uvashviz Yetze. And in the seventh year, the Eved goes free. What happens if the Eved says, Loi Eitze, or Loi Eitze Chofshi, I don't want to go free from my master, or Abtis Adoni, etc. The Apostle says, V'gisha Adoino v'lho Elohim, V'higisha el Adeles o el Amzuzo, V'rotza Adoino v'zoznoi b'amakseya. So the Oden has to schlep the Eved down to Beis Din and drill a hole through his ear. Yeah, El Hoelokim. You lift it. Says Rashi lebased it from the Mechilta. So Rashi, why Verotza Adoino Bezozno Bamartseya? Why? Because Oisen Sheshomo Al Har Sinai Kili Bnei Yisrael Avodim. The Oisen, the ear that heard at Har Sinai, that Klal Yisrael is to me, to the Rebbeinu Shalom, Avodim, slaves, servants, Avodim. And he went and accepted another Odoi tirza, that ear should be bored through. In other words, that ear has to bear the brunt of the drill because it ignored what was stated. Har Sinai kili bnei Yisrael avodim avodai ein velo yavodim la avodim. Because Baruch Hu says they are my servants, not that they should be servants to other servants. In other words, all of humanity are the servants of Hashem, ideally. This Eved went and sold himself to another Eved. You're supposed to be my Avodim, not Avodim to other Avodim. And indeed, in many psukim we find the idea that Klal Yisrael only left Mitzrayim in order that they should be Avodim to the Rebbeinu Shlom. To be Avodim to the Rebbeinu Shlom. Because Baruch Hu sends Moshe to Paroi and says, tell Paroi to send the Yidna out of Mitzrayim, Shalach es Ami, v'yavduni. That they should serve, he read even before that. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Moshe Rabbeinu encountered HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the snare, the burning bush, what does it say over there? Go take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, right? In order that they should come to this mountain, which is a whole rain unto itself, because it wasn't this mountain, it was a different mountain. But nevertheless, no, they should come to this mountain, v'yavduni, and they should serve me. The Gemara's got a whole kasha on it. Because the mountain where the snare was Har Sinai. They didn't serve Hashem at Har Sinai. They served Hashem in the Har Moriah, on Har Abayis, in Jerusalem. Nothing happened at Har Sinai. Why does it say the Mount Avdun is the Kim Bahor HaSeh? The Mount Avdun is the Kim Nishmukam Avodim. Sure, for a different shmuz for another time. The Gemara says that it was the same mountain and it picked itself up and it moved. What's the significance of that? But the one thing that comes out very clearly is that Klal Yisrael were redeemed from Mitzrayim in order the Ya Avduni Avodayim Veloy Avodim La Avodim. What's Chayrus? Where Chayrus? Who Chayrus? There's no freedom. Mechata is the freedom of Chayrus. They went from being Avodim to Paro to being Avodim in the Rebbeinu Shleilam. What's not to Tom Chayrus? Freikites. There's no freedom. The bomb of Gasha. If you take somebody and you transfer him, the prisoner, from one prison to another.
To police.
Yeah, so he's in to maximum security prison. He's not free. He's not free. He's gone from one Avdus to another Avdus. Where Avodim the Rebbeinu Shleilam? Is that where Moshe Rabbeinu is called? Eved Hashem. Eved Hashem. The whole thing is bizarre. We sit there and lean back and we're drinking wine and it's a chayrus man chayrus chayrus b'nei chayrin hasha'av d'rishon ha'bo b'nei chayrin 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 chayrus chayrus chayrus. One more kasha. Should be called Zman chayrus chayrus. Should be called Zman of transfer of avdus. Zman avdus la Hashem. Eved Hashem unuchim. So we said before, there are two names for the Yom Tov of Pesach, Chag HaMatzos, what's called in Torah, and Pesach that we call the Pesach. Why is it called Pesach? Why Tak is it called Pesach? Where does the name Pesach come from? Hashem the Korban. Hashem the Korban Pesach. It's very interesting to note. It's actually very beautiful, the fact that Pesach always falls out to coincide with the parashas of Korbanos, Vayikra Tzav. Because the whole of the Yom Tov began with a Korban. Many days before, they had to take the korban and tie it to the bed. Kiyudua, we know Shabbos HaGadol is coming up this week, and all in with the keves and all thing. Right, korban Pesach, korban Pesach, korban Pesach. Korban Pesach began the process of the geula. And al shem that korban, the whole Yom Tov is called. So we said that the Zman is called Zman Chirus, but the Yom Tov is called Chag HaPesach. Chag HaPesach, al shem the korban Pesach, which in turn was Hashem Shepasach Hashem al Avodim. But the idea is that korban Pesach, right, it's the thing that gives name to the Yom Tov, and we know that the name of any Yom Tov, that's his essence, that is the essence of the Yom Tov. So just as much as the time in which the Yom Tov falls is Chayrus, and that's the essence of the time, the essence of the Yom Tov itself is Pesach, Al Shem the Korban Pesach. In fact, even more than that, as we say in the Haggadah, we say, Vo'ev or Elayich, Vo'erech misposeses bedomoich, Vo'ev maloch bedomai chayi, Vo'ev maloch bedomai chayi. Yeah, everyone does this from the, you know, pasuk. But this is the pasuk that we hear at the Bris Hashanah. It's a pasuk in Yecheskel. Oy malach b'domai chayi, oy malach b'domai chayi. Shtein Chazal was b'domai chayi, b'domai chayi. Al shame the two mitzvahs of dam, of blood, that were carried out when the Yidden were leaving Mitzrayim. That was what gave them life. B'domai chayi, you will live by your blood. You will be redeemed from Mitzrayim in the schus of these two mitzvahs. Which two mitzvahs? Dam Milah and Dam Korban Pesach. Dam Korban. Korban Pesach. So the Davening Korban Pesach wasn't just the event that preceded the Geula. It wasn't just the event that introduced the Geula. It was the event that caused the Geula, Korban Pesach. So the Korban Pesach is the essential facilitator of the Geula then, and we don't have a Korban today, but Hagam, all the things that we do in memory, in commemoration of the Korban Pesach, but Pesach also has a major impact on the Yom Tov, and seeing as we're in Parshas Vayikra, Parshas Tzav, in between, which discusses the Korbanos, in order to understand Korban Pesach, which will eventually shed a light into the Zman Chelus, we also need to understand Korbanos Bechlam. Because all the Svarim ask, the whole meaning of Korbanos needs a pshat. What happens? A person takes a Korban, takes an animal, puts it up on the Mizbeach, the animal gets burned, either all parts of it or the whole of it gets burned, and somehow that achieves something fantastic. Somehow, by burning up this old animal. So, there's a very bad word that we find in the English translations of various chumashim. Very, very bad word. What is it? Even worse than that. Halavai, they say, offering. What's a korban in English? Chas v'shon rachmona litzlan mihay daita. May Hashem protect us from translating the word korban into a sacrifice. Sacrifice. Chas v'shon. Look in the Rambam. Rambam gets very upset with that word. Because other Rambam, that was the ancient pagan Avodah Zorah nonsense of ancient times. They're sacrificing. Yeah. Don't worry. Leave it to the Rambam. The cult concept of a sacrifice. You're taking something, you're offering a gift to the gods. Hello! They should take their children as sacrifice. No shaykhs to Korban whatsoever. Bad word. Bad. So Elamai, what's the meaning of Korban? Can you do the famous Ramban? Mr. Ramban, the famous Ramban in Korbanos, everybody's learned, is once, who goes to the core, the essence, Vost Heista Korban. So Dr. Ramban, that a Korban is Meloshon Kirvo, Meloshon of closeness to the Ribbono Shloim, that a Korban is an event that draws a person close to Moshe, whether it's a Korban Chatos, which is the result of somebody having distanced themselves from Moshe through Chet, or whether it's any of the Korbanos, Korban Oilo, Korban Tomid, it doesn't mean Korban Shlomim, the Korban Chagigen, the Korban Pesach, Vashtetzach, Avada. A Korban, the function of the Korban, is to bring the person close to Hashem. How does that work? Very poshut. Sforim who elaborate on the Ramban. What's the reason that a person draws away from a Kodesh Baruch Hu? What's the reason that a person perhaps makes mistakes? What is it about a person that allows them to fail, or at least to make mistakes, and to commit chatoim, and not live up to the fullest potential? What is it? So, if we're talking Pesach already, we'll use a lashon from the Gemara. What's called the Sa'or Shabbat. The Sa'or Shabbat, the yeast is in the dough. But in other sort, depends where you look, there's different lashonos to this. But one thing is clear. There's two elements to every human being. The human being is comprised of two distinct elements. One is called his guf, and one is called his neshama. One is the guf, and one is the neshama. Unmizol nishmein, we shouldn't think that the guf, the body, is merely a vehicle that carries a neshama through the world, because the guf is a lot more than that. And I'll tell you a Gemara that highlights this reality. The guf actually has a voice of its own. The guf has a voice of its own. Just like the neshama speaks to the person and says, do the right thing, get out of bed, it's time for shacharis, give tzedakah, learn Torah, get involved in ma'isim tovim and ma'isim chesed. Hu hadin, the guf, also speaks. And the guf says, stay in bed. And the guf says, eat more food. And the guf says, get angry. And the guf says, get jealous. And the guf says, get impatient. Star guf! Yeah! Normally this is referred to as a Yetzer and a Yetzer Tov, but it seems like in the Sforim that a Yetzer belongs to the guf that also has its own mind. And the Neshama has its own mind as well, its own voice that says, do the right thing. And there's a constant struggle. The guf says, live Gashmistik, live in this world. And the Neshama says, cleave to the Ribbono Shloim, Shtaygois. And this is the struggle at all times, between the bad side and the good side, the negative side and the positive side. This is the ultimate struggle. And the Gemara, the highlights this is as follows. The Gemara says, we're talking about Chesa Mason. And the whole idea that the guf comes back. And everybody says, what's after guf tzrikumen? The goof is just whatever it is. It's just a protoplasmic collection of chemicals and vessels. And let it go in the ground. Who needs a goof? So the Gemara making a mistake. The Gemara brings a moshe like this. The Gemara says, there was once upon a time an orchard. Not once upon a time an orchard. Once upon a time two people who wanted to steal from an orchard. Okay, want to steal from an orchard full of trees and fruit trees. And the problem was that one of the people was lame, couldn't walk, and the other person was blind, couldn't see. Right? So the lame person couldn't steal, and the blind person couldn't steal. Zocked their blind person to the lame person, says to him, climb on my back. Right? Climb on my back. You will be my eyes. So the lame person's on top who can see, and the blind person's down below and he can walk. Right? And I'll throw it, they'll go into the orchard, and they'll steal from the fruit. So in the middle of them doing this, they get caught by the Baal HaOrchard. So the Baal of Paradise captures the blind man walking with his lame man on his shoulders, right? And he pulls them in, and he says, what's the dos? So the lame man says, don't look at me, I can't walk. And the blind man says, don't look at me, I can't see, I haven't done anything. So what does it say? So the owner of the orchard takes the blind man, and he puts the lame man on top of the blind man, and he flogs them both together. Right? Sheikh Hazal, Lossi Lovoi, when we stand before the Rebbeinu Shlomo Nissen Din V'Cheshbon, the goof is going to say, don't look at me, I'm just a goof. I'm just a goof, what do I don't know anything. Then the Shlomo is going to say, don't look at me, you put me inside a goof. Put me inside this animal being. Right? What's it say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, put the Neshama back in the goof and flog them both together. Zevon from Dalton, that the goof also has to give it in the cheshbon. The goof also has a voice. What's the goof's voice? The goof's voice is, stay in bed. What's the Neshama's voice? Get up, it's time for Shachris. Those are the two voices. So, the Ramban, when you take the animal and you put him back, when you put him onto the Mizbeach, Trachtamensch, the person thinks, that's an animal, that's a goof. The animal has no neshama. Umoisar ho'odom min abeheima oyin ki akoil hovel. Next word, Nusukhsvad here, no? Nusukhsvad the shul, yes? Next word, Ashkenaz. The next words are, I'll tell you Nusukhsvad, I'm also Nusukhsvad. Levar ha'neshoma ha'tahoro. What's the difference between a person and an animal? What's a chilek between Dennis and Daisy? The cow. What's a chilek? It's all the same thing. What's an afkamini? You know what an afkamini is? I meant what a neshoma. The animal is an animal. The animal wakes up in the morning and all it can think of is food and more food and a little bit more food. And then it goes to sleep and then it gets up. Unsetracht essen no chamo. An essen, unschlafen an essen. Yeah? So the human being also has the capacity for that, because we are animals. It's a goof, it's an animal, it's a garbage. But the problem is Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim, bidomai chayi. So there's an neshama innovating, there's an neshama inside the person that says, no, don't follow the goof, get up, do the right thing. When the person burns the goof on the Mizbeach, hachach vazich, what's left if I'm burning up my goof? No, the neshama. Let's take this one step further. That's the ending of the Korban, the Shtezel Korban Pesach. We have till 10 o'clock, yeah? 10. Just say 10. 10 to 10 o'clock. It's all the same thing. Shtein Sforim, actually, Odessa talks this out in his Kunshta Bechira. He says something very, very interesting. Towards the end of the first Cheder Kunshta Bechira, Odessa says a major Chiddush, very, very important to understand. He says like this. He says, everyone talks about Bechira. Free choice, everything's free choice. So there's a big mistake. So the tachlis of life is not to be constantly struggling with Bechira. It's not the goal. The goal, he says, is to get to a point where you're not struggling anymore. You're not supposed to be struggling forever. You're supposed to get to a point that he gives a word for it. It's called mukhroch. Mukhroch means you are compelled to do the right thing. You're driven to do the right thing. You actually want to do the right thing. L'moshel, a person is struggling with lashon hara. The goal of life is not to be struggling the whole time fighting the Yetzer Hara, fighting this or fighting the goof the whole time trying to conquer it to stop speaking Lashon Hara. You should get to the point where you can't speak it. You can't physically do it. You've gotten to the point where you've escaped gravity. It's almost like a rocket. Right? The idea of the rocket is not just to keep firing its power so it escapes Earth. You need to get to a point of zero gravity. You need to get to a point of zero gravity where you've let go, you've escaped the clutches of the gravitational pull of Earth. And now you're in space. Now you're in space, now you're being pulled towards the next gravitational body. Being pulled towards Shamayim. They call it the moon, but we'll call it the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're supposed to get away so that you're not fighting anymore. You can jettison the rockets. Let them go. You're out. You're finished. You've escaped. Zogdeh, a person needs to get to the point of Mukhroch where they are compelled, they're supposed to conquer the Inyan Lechim, get to the point where you don't even have to struggle anymore. You don't have to, Mukhroch L'Dvar Hashem. And in many, many Sforim they say, this is the Inyan in Nishmas, to my Nishoma. Nishmas called Chai Devorach Shimcha, that it says towards the end, Ki Chol Pelech Hoyodeh, Chol Loshen Chol Shishova, V'chol berech v'chol sichra, v'chol koymo lefenechos ishtachave, v'chol avo v'ziru ucho, v'chol kere v'chol yisizam l'shmecha, ka'adovo she kosuf, kol atzmoy saito imarno, Hashem micha moicha. When your atzomos, your etzen, your essence is crying out Hashem micha moicha, the peh is moida on itself, the physical parts of the body are saying these things. It's not pshat that the neshama needs to convince the goof anymore. The goof becomes a vehicle for the neshama. It becomes subservient to the neshama. Thus the inyan that a person needs to get to call atzmoy saito marana Hashem micha moicha. Compelled to do the right thing. Compelled to do the right thing. And this is the inyan that we say every single morning, Elokai neshomash and nosata b'tohirohi. Meicha teisa, a person can get up in the morning and say, neshomash and nosata b'tohirohi, I'm toher. I'm Torah, a chutzpah, what's for a chutzpah? Right? Meichat Teisa, you can get up in the morning and say, I'm pure. Right, Neshama is pure. Or the Averus, or the Russian Torah, or the Brochus, and it says, Shem and Srichas, with HaKavona. Meichat Teisa, Torah. So, of death and that's later, oh, the same is sorry. The Neshama is Alamol Torah. The Neshama cannot become tarnished. It's a mistake to say that the Neshama can be tainted. The Neshama cannot be tainted. The Neshama remains always pure. Novos, the Shmutz that surrounds it. The schmutz is layers upon layers of nonsense that prevents the neshama. What's that schmutz called? It's called the guf. It's called the guf. Calls upon the guf is in between the neshama and the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's always possible the neshama can't shine. Right? To give a moshul of this, it's a bit like, there's two ways that you can make it dark in here right now. Two ways to make it dark in here. Right? Either someone can go and turn off the lights. Right? Draw the curtains. So, yeah. Or, we could cover the lights up with black. Bags, chveis, or towels. Yeah? That'll also make it dark. What's enough gemina? In the first case, the light isn't shining anymore. In the second case, the light is shining, but it's been blocked off. Who had in the neshama? You can't turn the neshama off. You can't even dim the neshama. The neshama is always, it's nitzchus, pardon the Ribbono Shel Olam himself, chelek aloi kamimal. Don't want to make a slave, but you can't turn the Ribbono Shel Olam off. Nor of us, but you could block it up. And what's an avera? That avera is blocking. What's the inin of a korban? The inin of a korban is that it strips away, it takes away the blockages. Strips away the goof. That's the inin of a korban, to take away the goof. Memele, that what then the neshama can be itself. Just like we said before, that the neshama is always tahor. The idea is that the neshama, right, is something that cleaves the Ribbono Shel Olam on its own. What's the problem? There's blockages. There's things that get in the way. What's the idea of Torah? To take those things away. Barossi Yitzhara. Barossi Torah Tavlin. The idea of Torah is to strip away the blockages. It's amazing that the Neshama can shine through. You don't have to do anything to the Neshama to make it cling to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It clings to the Ribbono Shel Olam anyway. The problem is there's a distance. Take the distance away. Remove the blockages and the melee. It clings to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Murdikinian. Murdikarate. Like Shtein Sforim, that the Neshama is like a princess that's been abducted by peasants to a distant land. It says all the delicacies and all the luxuries that you can give to the princess will never make her happy. All she wants is to go home to her father. She's always a princess. Princess Alamol, the princess. What's the problem? That she's blocked by the hatan and the schmutz between her and her father back in her hometown. Same as with the neshama. The neshama is always clinging back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But there's something in the way that needs to be taken away. Dosti in the Korban. Now when we look at Mitzrayim, Allah's for him say that Mitzrayim is Loshen Mitzor, which means blockages. The Tsar, like it says in Chazal, that no one ever escaped Mitzrayim. No one ever escaped Mitzrayim. 210 years of slavery, no one ever got out. The Indian, it was so blocked, it was so completely enclosed, that Chal Yisrael couldn't even reach out to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to the point that they reached the bottom level of Tumah, came up the bottom level of Tumah, came up, cut the Rambam says, another minute and they would have been lost forever. So powerful was the blockage of Mitzrayim that Chal Yisrael almost were lost forever. There was a massive is a major blockage. I'll come to that later. But the idea is that the Koyach Mitzrayim was so powerful, the stranglehold that they held on Klal Yisrael, it's impossible to get out. The Meitzar was so profound. It's one quarter of the Kur HaBarzel of the Mitzrayim. The blockage, the goof that was in between the Gashmis and Mitzrayim, we don't have time to go into it. Kiyudua, we know the Mitzrayim worshipped the Nile, and the Inin is because it didn't look up to the Rebbein Shleilim. Right, a parrot goes so fast to say, Li Ori Vani Asisiv, that the river is mine, and I made this, Vani Asisiv, I made myself. The incredible blockage, that was the Inin of Mitzorin of Mitzrayim. What's the Inin of Cheirus? Breaking down that goof. Breaking down, like melting away the goof, in order that the neshama that here was Klal Yisrael could escape and return to the Bereshit on its own. Lechtechachrei b'midbar b'eretz lo zeruah. In other words, a yid is naturally clinging to Hashem. A yid naturally is connected to the Bereshit. The kind of neshama shenosata b'dohiri. What's the problem? There's things in the way. If you remove the things in the way, he's going to revert back to his natural state, which is to be an Odom Ruchni. Elikim osai to Odom Yoshar. V'heim big shulches b'yin is rabin. Hashem made us straight where? Straight to the Rebbein Shleilim. Yisharim darchei Hashem. What's the problem? Things get in the way. We complicate matters with avodas, with shmutz, with the spiritual cholesterol. I'll give one more moshul. Right? One more moshul. I'll give the light before. Another moshul, similar moshul. It's like a heart. There's two ways that a heart can be in trouble. Loyal labor, Hashem Yirachim. One is that the heart is weak. There's a hole in the heart, Hashem Yirachim. Or the heart is fine, but there's cholesterol in the system. So it can't pump its blood. Not the same condition. By a yid, the heart is always pumping 100%. It's healthy, it's strong. The lay of Klal Yisrael, Rachman al-Liba boy. There's no problem with the heart of Klal Yisrael, but it can't do its job because it's schmutz in the way. So make sure you say this, what this is saying. Take away the blockages, and the mailer, the neshama returns back to it. Kolatz moisai toimarno. Hashem michal moicha. I had a thought when I was looking this over, and I thought, why daf goes kolatz moisai toimarno Hashem michal moicha? Because Micho Moicho was the height of the Geula for Klal Yisrael. After they were removed, after Mitzrayim was removed, the shackles of Mitzrayim were removed. What did the Yidden arrive at? They arrived at Kriyas Yamsuf, where they declared, where Shivcho declared, right, more than Yechezkel Ben Buzi could have seen. What did they say? Micho Moicho, Bo'elim Hashem, Micho Moicho, Nedom HaKodesh, the highlight of Shiras Hayom. This is a collapse, Moisai Tonarno, Hashem Micho Moicho. That once the Mitzrayim was removed, automatically, the Etzem of Klal Yisrael returned back to its source. A Moedik Yisrael. So now we'll come back to the water of Cheirus. It's clear, very clear, that Cheirus does not mean freedom at all. In fact, if you look for Cheirus in the Torah, you'll be very hard-pressed to find it. There is a word for freedom in the Torah, but it's not Cheirus. It's the word that we used before when we looked in by the Eved in Parshas Mishpatim. What's that often? Kisikne Eved Ivri, Sheishon V'Avoid, V'Ashvi is Yetze L'Chofshi Chinon. Chofshi is freedom. Chofshi is freedom, not Cheirus. Chofesh. You get on a bus in Eretz Yisrael these days, you've got three options. You give them Magorot, right? Or you can get that Kartisya, that Eklip, or Chofshi Chotshi. Remember that? It's free. I don't know why it's free. You paid for it, but now you don't feel like you paid for it. So it's called a free bus pass. Chofesh! I'm free! Right? That's not a Yiddish concept. When the Eved leaves a physical Odom, Odom in Bosov Odom, then it's called Yetzel HaChofshi. Or Lo Yetzel Chofshi. But there's never Chofshius by the Neshomer. The Neshomer is naturally connected to the Rebbein Shleilam. What's Cheirus? Cheirus is the pshat, that you remove the blockage in order that the neshama can return back to its natural state. That I saw in a sefer this week, that Cheirus is l'loshon choir. Choir is a hole, where you create a hole, where you penetrate the blockage. That's Cheirus. Cheirus is not freedom at all. Cheirus is not freedom. Cheirus is the return to a natural state. Yeah. Freedom is the pshat, you reach in and take something, and you bring it into a new status. That's Chofshius. Cheirus is the pshat. All you've done is taken away the unnatural surroundings in order that the neshama can do what it needs to do on its own. When you take a lion, right, and you take it out of its enclosure in the zoo, and you release it back into its wild, perhaps that's not called chofshis, tavsas kol chivs, is back to its natural habitat, the neshama's natural habitat is Rebbeinu Shalom. That's the chayrus of Pesach. For konstomit chofshis, we have avodin the Rebbeinu Shalom. Whoever said chayrus is freedom, we need to come up with a better translation. Chayrus is not freedom, chofshis is freedom. Chayrus is something different. Chayrus is chmein. From this, you saw it comes out, is the natural return of the neshama to where it belongs. You've pierced through, you've penetrated the blockages of Mitzrayim, and that's what we feel. And that's why Rav Dessler says in the third place, in the beginning of Chelik Beis, there he talks about Pesach, he says on Seder night, we say, Agu'ulos Seinu Ba'al Pedus Nafshenu. Two dinim of Chayrus. There's the actual extraction of Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. Yes, that happened. Ba'al Pedus Nafshenu, that's Chayrus. Now, there's a song that is sung in the world. That talks about chofshis. Yot am chofshi ba'artzein. The nishmones. Where's that come from? Chofshi. There's no chofshi in the British. Not for a second. 24/7. Where we say, so much to go into, the Chodesh can say, we're out of time already, so I'll finish with this. When we say, on Seder night, I just say one quick thing from Arizal. Arizal says that the oisis of paroi is oisis ha'oref, because in the shomas and the moyach, like we say, we put out tefillin in the morning. The shomas can on the roish can be a moyach, and the shomas of a moichin, and the shomas resides in the moyach, the guf is down below. Right? Paroi was completely separated, and the shomas from the guf completely separated. Arizal says, paroloshin ha'oref, oisis ha'oref, because ha'oref is the connection point between the guf and the shomas, and his was completely blocked. It's blocked anywhere as far as ha'oref and no further. What you see from there is when we say on Seder night, Hashto Avdi, sorry. Toshana Habo b'nei Chorin. That's a reference to stating the Mishnah. Ein ben Chorin elo misha oisik b'Torah. Who is the person who oisik b'Torah? Because Torah is mevatel l'yetzahara. Borosi yetzahara. Borosi Torah tavlin. Oisik in Torah is mevatel l'yetzahara. So menele the neshama can do what it needs to do. And that's pshat chorus ala lucha. It's altigur chorus ala chelus. Because by the time Klal Yisrael got through the Yamsum and said, Micha Moicha, they arrived at Har Sinai, they ought to declare, Anoich HaShem, the Kecha Asher, who it's Yisicho, Meres Mitzrayim. Good Yamsum.